Settle down, everybody. This crowd is ready.
Every September brings with it the first snap of fall and, for football fans, cause to rejoice.
Lacey bolts middle, still going end zone, and Eddie Lacey scores the first touchdown of the night.
But for players, the start of the season also means an increased risk of concussions. Monica Okubo is the head athletic trainer at Santa Rosa Junior College. She says it has been an uphill battle to convince players, parents, and coaches that concussions are more than just being shaken up. They are grave injuries.
You know, with a broken leg, they have crutches or whatever, and they say, oh man, you took one for the team. But with a concussion, there was sort of name calling.
She says it's gotten better in the last few years, as more research has been published and high-profile NFL players have begun to speak up.
It's a little easier now to get people to buy into the fact that concussion is a legitimate injury. In terms of the science that has come out, you can't really argue with it anymore.
The statistics are sobering. Each year, about 250,000 kids visit the emergency room and are diagnosed with concussion or traumatic brain injury. And those numbers are on the rise. Ty Affleck is a team physician for Sonoma State University and Santa Rosa Junior College. 2 years ago, he started North Coast Concussion Management. The group is currently working to test the baseline mental ability of all high school student athletes in Santa Rosa, a step that makes it easier to diagnose a concussion. Last week, Affleck and Okubo participated in a panel hosted by Congressman Mike Thompson, focusing on preventing and treating concussions in school sports.
The young children who have concussions, they take much longer to heal. They often are more susceptible to a second concussion. And with the incidence of concussion rising, we're trying to prevent long-term brain injury and what we can see is a catastrophic second impact syndrome in youth sports.
Second impact syndrome can happen when someone receives a second concussion, even an extremely mild one, before the symptoms from their first concussion have disappeared. Those symptoms can be confusion, headaches, ringing in the ears, sensitivity to light, or sadness and anger. The second impact causes the brain to swell dramatically. Often, it's fatal or at least permanently disabling. Affleck attributes the rise in concussion rates in part to better reporting, but he also believes that sports are being played more violently.
We're actually teaching kids to collide, and they're seeing it on TV, and we've gone from an impact society to a collision society, particularly with football.
Football concussions, especially in young children, make many trainers worry, including Okubo.
I don't agree with 7-year-old developing brains smashing heads together. You know, all the coaches are great, but, you know, some of them might not be teaching the most appropriate technique. I've worked Pop Warner football on Sundays a couple years ago, and I just couldn't do it anymore because I was pretty upset about it.
In California, there is no minimum age for playing tackle football. However, several new laws have made it onto the books. Beginning next January, at middle schools and high schools, full-on tackling will only be allowed during games and practice sessions in season. Students who have maintained a concussion will be forced to sit out for 7 days and be cleared by a medical professional. Now students can return to play after sitting out just for 1 day. Ben Lynch, a former 49ers offensive lineman, also spoke at the forum.
Whether it's the first game of the season, the most important game of the season, your brain is too important to put at risk. So we got to figure out when it's safe to return to play, and we have to rely on medical professionals to do that.
Lynch says this new law is a step in the right direction. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.